This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sending lots of love and good wishes for the day, for the week. Happy Halloween, if there is such a thing in your life going on. This is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keaton. I'm Doug Steffen, leading the way. I was thinking about what would happen if we had a hidden camera following us during the day. What would people think if a camera was following you, Victoria, camera following you, Jennifer? What would people think of what they would see if they could see what you do in a day? What do you think?
Well, I think people would be exhausted. I have a pretty busy day. Probably question my sanity. And and I also deal with a lot of weirdos all day long, so it's fun. So I'd imagine.
You're
I'd imagine
a lot more
it would be fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of weirdos. Lots of weirdos. Well,
and weirdos, I say with love, because, you know, they're eclectic people.
All right, what about you, Victoria?
Weirdos are people, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, Jen's would be way more interesting than mine.
Yeah.
I mean, I work from home. Like, you know, I've always worked from home, so it's just me and the dogs and Lewis. It's not that exciting.
No. It's interesting for people to get a perspective of what they think about what we think about our friends and what they do during the day, and what we think about our family. I'm always curious as to what my daughter or my son, my grandson is doing during the day. And I get the report, but I don't know that it's the same as if you were just, well, I don't know. I'm just feeling, does it seem, that's maybe a little
weird.
It seems
like you're like leaning on stalker status.
You well, that's what I wonder
do
about
when no
that,
one's watching, right?
Yeah.
I think we'd all be so embarrassed if people just watched us when we thought no one was there. And it's not that we're doing anything weird or incriminating, but I don't know. Like, the
unless
faces people
Tubin,
make.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. It's
just
embarrassing.
I suppose maybe a little bit of. I think sometimes because I do think differently than a lot of people, I wonder just what people are thinking. We have, I don't know. It just seems. Oh, by the way, the Dodgers won the World Series. By the way, in case you haven't heard,
are they still partying and becoming super spreaders? That's all I keep seeing.
No. Okay. So one of the things that I still think, I think it screams conspiracy, but whatever. Justin Turner, who's their third baseman, during the game got pulled during the seventh inning because Major League Baseball said he had a positive coronavirus test.
How did they not know that before the game?
And this is why I kind of think there's something weird going on here. Just to set the stage, when the Houston Astros that cheated their way to the World Series and beat the Dodgers in 2017.
They did.
And yeah. Major League Baseball was really soft on them, like notoriously soft. There were no player suspensions, like really minimal stuff. And so Justin Turner has been, and basically the players in the league, by the way, were told by Major League Baseball not to talk about it. And so Justin Turner has been probably the loudest of the critics for Rob Manfred, saying we were robbed. This is going to be something that has ruined baseball. It would be part of the history of the game. And Rob Manfred failed us basically by saying that a trophy is only a piece of metal. And that the Dodgers shouldn't worry about it.
Congratulations.
So Justin Turner was really the loudest one to criticize him publicly. And lo and behold, to game six, Dodgers are up and Justin Turner gets pulled out of the game because he has a COVID test. Now keep in mind, these players are living in a bubble. They're only having contact with each other. And to add to that, the first test he had was inconclusive. So then they gave him another test, and they say they got the results back during the game, which seems to me that they should be failing. Yeah, either you get it back before the game or not.
No other test results came back for no other players, none from the other team.
And then they pull him out. And I don't know. I have a real problem with it.
Why? What's the play?
Well, I would just, I mean, is it punishment? Because Justin was not able to, like, rush the field with the other teammates, and you know those moments after that game. And so he was put in isolation. And so now people are going after Justin because an hour after the celebration already happened, the poor guy has been waiting for it forever and working at it. Then he comes out to take at least a team photo and stuff with his team members, and people flipped because he took a picture with his mask off. Mm-hmm. And again, they're in a bubble. Is that 2 hour difference? If you've already exposed those people in innings 1 through 7, are you going to make a huge difference by being out on the field in innings?
Probably
8 and 9?
Not. Probably right. Not. No.
So, I don't know. I just...
And is it even a legitimate positive?
Right.
Because if the first one was inconclusive, then, you know, we're still seeing so many test results that are just either false negatives, false positives.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lost in the mail, inconclusive. It's just, we still don't have one standardized national test. And there are different methods being used. You know, I have friends in California who, you know, we've had differences of opinion because they're relying way too heavily on those saliva tests that are not accurate. They're like 50% accurate. So if you're not doing the nasal swab, you know, you're not really doing much. So
well,
I don't know.
I just thought it was cool that the Dodgers all came out because people, like, you know, all the pearl clutchers, oh, he's on the field, he should be off the field. All the Dodgers were like, look, he's a member of the team, we're not going to tell him not to get out there. You know, get back out there and take a picture.
Rosary?
That is not fair.
Doug, you ask her this every time she says it.
Pearl clutcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, so maybe I didn't
Has it not sunk in? What
people
mean?
Who hold, women who hold their necklace and judge you.
Okay. You should be ashamed of yourself.
The download, the DJB download today features a discussion of my dog Daisy and the mice that are invading the house and the barn. We also have a conversation about Blake and Gwen getting engaged. Hooray! John Stewart's new series is a focal point of our download. The new Borat hit and him getting Giuliani. And then the Chrissy Teigen John Legend story about their baby. All that in the latest DJV download. You can catch a new one every single day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. You've heard of Bram Stoker. This is the time of year when people are talking about Dracula, it's Halloween, scary stuff. Bram Stoker was responsible, was the author, in fact, of Dracula back in 1897. And we have accomplished a feat here. We found his great-grandnephew, Dacre, who is here with us. He actually manages the Stoker Estate in Montreal. Welcome to the DJV program, Dacre.
Thank you, Doug. My pleasure to be here, especially on Halloween week. This is the big time of the year for the Stoker family, let me tell you.
I'm sure it is. Well, describe what goes on in your life.
Well, you know, I was a sort of boring for a while. I was a school teacher for 25 years and coached all the way at the Olympics for Canada. But in the last 15 years, I've totally just decided to change my focus. I've written a couple of books, a prequel and a sequel to Bram Stoker's Dracula. I do a ton of research, as does my wife, you know, on Google. When the world allows me, I go to Ireland and do a ton of research in the different libraries there, go to different conferences, meet the fans. I've been in Transylvania numerous times, leading tours, working on a documentary film about, you know, where Bram Stoker set his story. So, you know, really every day is like a little bit of Halloween for me, getting ready for some event or something that I'm doing. It's really quite marvelous.
Is it well known? I think a lot of people think that you're a great-great-uncle, I guess, right? Is that who he is? Is Irish or was Irish? This is an Irish story, not an English story, which is what I think a lot of people...
You're right, Doug. There's confusion because he was born in 1847. He lived half his life in Ireland, in Dublin, worked there and went to college there. But when he got a big break to move to London to manage the Lyceum Theatre for Sir Henry Irving, he moved there, brought his Irish wife with him, who had been dating Oscar Wilde before that, and had a son, and lived the second half of his life, and actually wrote Dracula when he was in England, and he did his research there. But I'll tell you the honest truth, that he maintained his Irishness throughout his life. He inserted, you know, a lot of his motivation and inspirations were from the old Irish folklore, superstitions and things that he was born and raised on. And also, it's sad, but his very difficult childhood, 7 years of being an invalid, he was able to absorb a lot of these cautionary tales about banshees and changelings and pookas and fairies and all that kind of stuff. I call it sort of an Irish stew, stuff that he was influenced by. Stories by his mom and his nanny, horrifying things. Now, Ireland has come out of all of those horrifying days, but Bram kept that with him in the back of his mind, and then he combined that with research and found this country of Transylvania to set the story in. But there's a lot of Irishness in it.
I like these stories about Count Dracula, and I wonder what the real inspiration for that and vampires. Did that come, you talk about his early years, but what really do we know about the inspiration? I mean, think about the character and how it has weathered the test of time. What's the magic here?
There is some magic. There's also a couple of known things. There's always tricks that we figure out about magic. First of all, there was a couple of books written about vampires before Bram penned Dracula. So he didn't invent the thing. The idea was out there. But he did this tremendous research that found that people really were concerned in the 1600s, 1700s throughout Europe as the plagues were going through Europe. There was religion and there's superstition, as we all know. And religion was saying, oh, this disease is their God's will. But people were more inquiring about that. And there was a superstition that was saying, oh, but it's the spirits of the dead that are coming out and sucking the life from the living. And so there was this legitimate vampire scare, as there was in New England in the late 1800s when tuberculosis was ripping through New England. So Bram capitalized on, and I've seen that in the research. I've seen the exact books that he studied in the London Library. I've seen his notes in the Philadelphia Rosenbach Museum. I've seen the typescript out in Seattle. So he took something that people already knew about a little bit and turned it into a story that he brought into England that just rocked everybody and obviously changed the world.
All right. We have our two ladies that I know have questions for you, so I'm going to ask you to hold on for a couple minutes, if you don't mind, and spend a little bit more time talking to you. Dacre Stoker, the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker, author of Dracula, here with us on the DJV program.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, 23 after the hour, the continuing conversation here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and Dacre Stoker is here. How many people mess that up? I have to think about it as I'm saying it, and I'm a guy who's used his mouth and his mind for 50-some-odd years, but looking at Dacre Stoker, that's a mouthful. It's an interesting...
You're one of the first people that got it right, Doug, on the first go, so I think you must have some good mojo working today. Thank you.
Well, actually, I have a farm and lots of acres of land, so I understand how the acre goes with the D. Ladies...
That's how I tell people.
Irish history is one of Victoria's specialties because her heritage is Ireland. Did you grow up, Victoria, knowing a lot about Bram Stoker?
Not until I read Dracula, until I was, you know, older. It wasn't something that my parents were like, here, you're 8, read this book. But I can definitely tell you, Dacre, that my dad is from Ireland, from County Meath, not far outside of Dublin. And when you mentioned the Banshees, I can't, that brings me back to being 7 or 8 years old, walking outside late at night with my older cousins, and them totally convincing me that Banshees were coming to get me. So that kind of sticks, that kind of Irish folklore is definitely in my blood and in my psyche and definitely sticks with me. But when people see your name, the Stoker name is just, it's just so legendary. How was that growing up for you? Did everyone just assume that you were a vampire or that you were obsessed with that, or that legacy?
I'm glad you asked that question. It's a little embarrassing. The answer is around Halloween, yes. I mean, I got ribbed like no end. People would say,
oh, I can imagine.
About a week before Halloween, oh, what happens? We're going to come to your house, and are you going to take our blood or give us candy? You know, what's my trick and treating going to be like experience with you? And it was like, oh, God, yeah, let's get this over with. But, of course, now as I grow up, it's a great time for publicity, for the books and for Bram, and reminding people that, you know, Ireland, is, as you well know, is the home of Halloween, the birthplace of Dracula. So, you know, let's take advantage of it.
Right. You know, I didn't know. Actually, we had a couple of guests on this week, Dacre, talking about that. I'm half Irish, too, and I had never really, I don't know why it didn't sink in for me that this is really such a huge part of Irish culture. And as you mentioned, the Banshees, we've heard a lot about the fairies who were up doing it no good all around Ireland around this time of year, and of course about the spirit implications that come with Halloween. But I'm really interested in the estate. So is this something that people can visit, the Bram Stoker estate in Montreal?
No, there is no physical building. The estate simply
will is money. But the question that I have is there a place that people can go? Because I imagine with such an interesting life and such an impact on culture, are there places around the world really that pay tribute to Bram?
Well, luckily it's Dublin, Ireland now. They've embraced him. There's a Bram Stoker Festival going on, obviously virtually this year, but there is a bronze bust of Bram Stoker in the Dublin Writers Museum, and there's Museum of Popular Culture in Seattle, Washington. So you've really got to go to Dublin and do the tour. The Trinity College has his papers there. Marsh's Library has records of him studying there. There is a plaque outside Dublin Castle where he worked, and there's a wonderful sort of fun house / horror house that has sort of a walk of fame that gives history of Bram Stoker just across the street from where he was born in Clontarf. So there is some places, but otherwise you go to BramStokerEstate.com that my wife and I run the website, and it's got all you need to know about Bram Stoker, about his writings, not just Dracula, the other stuff as well.
That's
pretty
cool.
Fascinating.
I was just looking at that, actually.
Get right down to it. It really is. I wonder if he were alive today, what he would think of all the attention that the book and the story has gotten. What do you think, Dacre?
Well, I need to go very shortly because I've got another show. But I think, you know, being a theater manager, he would have been so darn proud of the longest run in history. You know, 123 years, the book's never been out of print, over 1,000. Different comic book and stage edit.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of fire.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The chiefs of Google, Twitter, and Facebook face the Senate committee Wednesday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Top executives of Twitter, Facebook, and Google testified on social media protections and censorship issues before a Senate committee on Wednesday. Things getting a bit heated when Senator Ted Cruz got his chance to question Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
USA Radio News.
NASCAR moves into Martinsville, Virginia Sunday for the Xfinity 500. The race starts at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
PC users, Microsoft support announced the new October Windows 10 update will remove Adobe Flash Player from your device. The update removes Adobe Flash Player installed in Windows 8.1 and Windows 10. You can manually download it if you want to put it back on from the Microsoft update catalog, but be aware it cannot be uninstalled afterwards. The writing was on the wall. In 2017, Microsoft, along with Adobe, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Mozilla, announced plans to end support for Flash by December 31st. NASCAR is in Martinsville Sunday. Danny Hamlin talks Martinsville magic.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top five in every short track last year. I'm confident we've run strong at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible because our data was wrong. But I think that, you know, we really adapt well as a team and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think certainly I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like, I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win and that race.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Lots of COVID material floating around these days, ladies. Not that that's anything new, but it does seem to be there's twists and turns in the road, mostly because of where the virus is bad and where it is less bad. Is that a term? Is that a fair term? Not all virus outbreaks are the same. Canada and Germany worth some attention. France
has gone
up.
Has Canada spiked? Because Canada had been pretty tempered this whole time. But I know Europe is about to go on a lockdown.
Europe is
really locking it down again.
Germany and Canada haven't escaped the wave of the virus, but they're certainly not doing as badly as a lot of other folks, including us. I guess that's the way of looking at it. Some of the European governments are doing what we're doing here. I noticed that Angela Merkel says we must act and act now to prevent another crisis.
She went after bars and restaurants, so they're closed again in Germany.
Yes, right. I think they are in France too, are they not? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Paris got hit. I think it was last week or the week before. They started seeing like 3,000 cases a day, and then it just kept climbing. So Paris had to go into some sort of a lockdown. My family in Ireland, they're back. They're going to be doing a lot. They actually just started a lockdown last weekend.
Yeah.
So you know they handled it really well initially, and then everybody got lax, and they hit.
Well,
you know,
here's what I think, if I may, in my own way, look at this and say, there's a certain amount of respect in Canada. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. There's deference to authority in Canada that we don't have here. So
I don't buy that, actually. I think
well, look at the numbers,
the
though, Jennifer.
Here. Yeah, but
young
look at
people
the numbers.
Today in America are the most unlikely to wear a mask. They basically are saying, up you, up
right.
yours to authority, you know, just because you're telling me to wear a mask, I don't have to. And they're not, the educational aspect or the import of what happens is not coming through. It isn't, people are ignoring a lot of really good, viable material on wearing a face mask and sanitizing, washing your hands, maintaining distance. You know, it's just not these people, for whatever the arrogance, the ignorance of being young, whatever the hell it is, but individuals 18 to 29, according to this info that came out from the CDC, are like just not wearing masks, period. 69% of those people in that era, in that age group are not wearing masks. 86% of people older than that are wearing masks. So what does that tell you about age?
Well, because they think that they're impervious to it, you know, and it's, you know, and
selfish, though.
Statistically, people in that age bracket, some have died, but statistically, they tend to be asymptomatic, but they're just spreading it everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's what I'm saying. The polite thing to do.
Right.
It's not all about you, even though it is. I guess they all think it's about them. And they can't tell me what to do. It's just ignorant. That's the way I look at it, anyway. So, with that, the new Vanderbilt study on COVID, Victoria, hospitalizations going up and that sort of thing. Again, this is not a death sentence, but the number of people who are getting it is, it's unnecessary.
Well, I think what's alarming is the number of people who are requiring hospitalization, because a lot of COVID cases from the beginning have self-resolved. That was something, that was a term that Governor Cuomo in New York used. He said most of the cases, you stay at home, you stay away from people, and they self-resolve. The problem now is that we're seeing more and more people needing to be in the hospital, and that's where it gets dicey, in my opinion.
You know, that's what people say, I think, a lot. But I think the real truth is that people are in the hospital more and longer because they're getting remdesivir. That's actually being prescribed, and you have to be hospitalized. You can't take
right
at home.
Well, that's a good thing.
So,
I'm happy about that.
Yeah,
there's
so
some good stuff coming out of
this. People are like, I don't know. I think the numbers can be, as much as people go, well, it's science, I think the numbers can be a bit misleading because maybe more people are seeking hospitalization now because they know more. Maybe they're seeking hospitalization and being kept because they can be administered medicine that's making them better. I don't know. I mean,
but how do you explain that in Nova Scotia there isn't any, there are no cases?
I just looked up Canada because I hadn't heard. Canada had a surge early on. Remember even Justin Trudeau's wife got COVID? That
was
part of the
big back then.
Line.
We're talking about now.
Right. Well,
yeah.
I love when I am trying to finish.
Excuse me. Yeah, go ahead.
You just jump all over me.
Now, calm down.
I love you. But now they're saying that there's a second wave coming because Canada had Thanksgiving. Canadian Thanksgiving was the second Monday of October.
Mm-hmm.
And so now everybody in Canada is going crazy that there's going to be another wave. And that
well, and that's what they're worried about with our own Thanksgiving here and the holidays coming up. So that's why you'll see a lot of CDC guidelines and a lot of doctors saying that you shouldn't travel for Thanksgiving and you shouldn't have Thanksgiving dinner with anyone who's not in your household.
I'm frustrated because shutdowns were told, we all played by the rules, and we were told 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and that was in March. And it went from flattening the curve and not overwhelming hospitals and acknowledging that we're dealing with a pandemic to, in my state, just being shut down until there's a cure. And I think that is totally ridiculous. It is ludicrous.
Well,
and
California
it's
just
wrong.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but a lot, I mean, California is just ridiculous. But to write it off as just being California, no, that's like the future of some states that maybe aren't where we are. It's also what I think a lot of states are doing right now, depending on who's leading and where their advice is coming from. If you think that we should shut down until there's some sort of cure, that's going to kill the country and leave us in much worse shape than we would ever be because of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good news that came out of Vanderbilt University, and we've talked about Vanderbilt on and off throughout the whole pandemic because they've been kind of at the forefront of university hospitals that have been doing COVID research. And remember, we talked about Dolly Parton gave, I think it's $1 million or $2 million to Vanderbilt University for COVID research.
And so their new analysis came out that, as we've been saying, hospitalizations are rising more dramatically, but they found that they're rising most dramatically in places that don't require people to wear a face mask. So this goes back to what a lot of health experts have been saying for months: masks work. And so it's frustrating because I see, like you were saying, younger people just don't seem to be wearing masks.
No.
I don't know why.
No.
I've seen a lot of younger boys not wearing masks. I see a lot of, you know, we live in a touristy area here at the Jersey Shore, and say I see a lot of girls, younger girls are wearing masks, but the guys, for whatever reason, you know, they just don't seem to want to do it in that age bracket. But this new study from Vanderbilt found that they were comparing different Tennessee hospitals based on who had a mask mandate and who didn't, and they found that at least 75% of patients who were subject to local mask requirements, those hospitalizations were now at the same were at the same level as July 1st. So this is a bad sign. We're backtracking. And essentially they studied 43,000 people who were in the hospital right now. That number is obviously continuing to go up, but, they're just, you know, the findings seem to be, it's not just Tennessee, it's around the country. The model is there. If you wear a mask, fewer people end up in the hospital. And if you are wearing a mask.
Why can't we reopen things? If wearing masks worked, why can't we reopen things with people wearing
masks? I mean, we're reopening everything in New Jersey and New York, and people, you know, for the most part, New York takes it really seriously. People in New York wear a mask and they take it seriously. I would say we're at like 60% of people in New Jersey take it seriously and wear a mask. The other 40, I don't know what they're doing. But our businesses are open. Everything is opening.
But
New York is.
Restaurants and everything, stores, a lot is still shut down.
So there are a lot of
that's what Trump likes to say, that New York is dead.
It's
New York
not Trump
is not
that's
dead.
Telling me that. It's not Trump.
Well,
that's
he's been
me
saying that, but that's not true. I have friends who are I've got friends at restaurants every single night in New York. So
the traffic is back in the city, because I've heard it's just empty.
The traffic is not back because people aren't commuting from Connecticut and Long Island and New Jersey. You're not supposed to. So the traffic is, mass transit is starting back, but people aren't back in offices on a daily basis. Schools are now, kids are now going.
So it's not super open is the point. Is that
no, businesses, what I'm saying, businesses are open in terms of restaurants, retail stores, all of that is open. So, now kids are going back to school in person learning. That's the next phase that starts, yesterday, I think they announced it. So by next week, kids will be back in school.
So there's a contest in New York for the most fashionable mask. They've seen this. The governor and his daughter are there's
a
contest.
Yeah, they paired up with fashion designers. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And so if you look at some of the pictures, there's one that I saw. It has on a logo, New York Tough. A lot of people
are
wearing
that. Yeah,
that's the slogan. Yeah, and it's interesting to see. I'm looking at some of the highlights of these masks. Every Monday, 5 masks are released, and they're selling them, and they're giving the money to Feeding America, which is a good thing, and also to Nurse Heroes. So I thought that was kind of cute that they keep talking about wearing masks. They're looking for, Cuomo said the other day that 98% of the people in New York are wearing face coverings.
They are. New Yorkers are taking it seriously. Mm-hmm. Whether it's on the subway, I have friends who take the subway to commute to work every day. You know, people are taking it seriously. That's one thing that New York can do. New Yorkers can come together in a tough time, and they can be smart about it. And let me look at the numbers. How they crushed the numbers. The numbers were astronomical.
We haven't done that. Massachusetts has fallen behind where they were before because they haven't done the same things that New York has done. Could mouthwash...
And New York also killed off their most vulnerable very early on, right?
No, that's not true.
Older people?
That's not true at all.
What do you mean kill them off? Because they died of the COVID?
Cuomo put a lot of people in nursing homes without disclosing
that happened
had COVID.
In every state. That was not just in New York. That happened everywhere.
A lot of people, there's a commission investigating his actions about that because it seems that maybe grandma and grandpa got off and he wasn't being totally honest about what happened to them.
All right, we'll investigate that. Meanwhile, mouthwash. Could that be the secret key to preventing the coronavirus? Find out our most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. As a focus on a lot of things that are being tested. You'll have the update this week. Last week we've had COVID updates with Ken very consistently over the past 6 months, but I thought this was very interesting. We talked about that here as well, but it started in a conversation that I had with Ken on Good Day Health. So catch the podcast about mouthwash, the most recent one that features Ken Kronhaus. We have two, one with Dr. Jack Stockwell, one with Ken Kronhaus every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find it, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, next up here on the DJV program, a focus on the vaccine. Apparently, Pfizer's chief executive dashing any hope that we'll get a vaccine before the election. I don't think anybody took that seriously anyway, did they?
I think people were hopeful.
Yeah, well, okay.
I think people are still hopeful that it's going to come out by the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Pfizer apparently has the speediest clinical trial design among all the front runners, and for weeks the CEO has dangled the possibility that his company would have results by this time. And, of course, that was picked up by President Trump, who's been pushing for it, but they were called, they have their monthly call with investors, and October release, the investors were told is impossible. 40,000 personal trials, but they haven't analyzed the preliminary data yet at Pfizer, so that's why they can't, you know, you got to be patient with this stuff. But the fact that it's moving, Ken says that the push for the vaccine is going about 5 times faster than most anything else that goes through the FDA.
Normally it would take 7 years, minimum 7 years, so it is moving fast.
Right. So I guess being patient is important. And then the discussion again of who's going to take it and who's going to pay for it. Apparently, the folks at Medicare say they're going to pay for the shots for seniors. So there you go. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. Questions for Dr. Ken. What is long COVID and who is at risk for it? I didn't realize there was a short COVID. but what is the definition of long COVID, Ken?
This is where COVID becomes a little concerning, because some with COVID-19 have symptoms that last more than 1, 2, or 3 months. And there's about 12%, 5%, and 2% in each of those groups. So up to 2% of people who get COVID-19 have symptoms lasting more than 3 months. Among the long COVID patients' symptoms, most commonly we see fatigue, headache, shortness of breath, and loss of smell. And these symptoms and long COVID are more likely to occur in older patients, those with a higher BMI, you know, your BMI over 30, you're obese, and in patients who are female. Interestingly, male more commonly get the illness, but females more commonly get the long version.
Wow. All right. So that's so does that mean they're more at risk?
They're more at risk of getting the long version, whereas men are more at risk of getting either at getting COVID, period, on the front end, what we usually think of. So more men are dying and getting the severe form, but the long form, which is different than the severe, the long form is where the symptoms just persist. They just don't go away. A month, more than a month, more than 2 months, more than 3 months. This is what we consider long COVID, and the long COVID form is more common in women.
Dr. Ken, is it true that there is an AFib treatment that reduces one's risk of dementia? Is AFib, I guess I've forgotten whether AFib was connected to dementia and Alzheimer's and
that sort of thing? That's a great question. Atrial fibrillation, most common electrical rhythm abnormality where the top of the heart beats like a bag of worms, very common, especially as we get older. The big concern is that clots form at the top of the heart and then are propelled to the brain and cause strokes. And what we're believing is that this process over time creates multiple mini strokes, not necessarily the big clot. We see that happen, but when we don't see the big clot, it's creating under the radar screen these multiple tiny clots, and this is what's leading to destruction of brain material and is being seen as thought, remembering issues, and what you just described as dementias.
Some people think that sugars are an additional cause or a problem or a concern because sugar eats or rots the material in your brain. Is that true or is that just an old wives' tale?
Well, I just think in general, cane sugar should be a treat. The natural sugar of fruits are wonderful, but it just rots the body from head to toe when you overdo it.
All right. I noticed that there has been a guilty plea entered on behalf of Purdue. A lot of people have seen the headline I saw. OxyContin maker pleads guilty to federal criminal charges. How does this? They're going to pay a lot of money in settlements. So how does this shake out and affect the average person?
Well, the company's gone, and drug maker Purdue, they did plead guilty to federal charges, accused the company of fueling the opioid crisis in America. They agreed to pay more than $8 billion, that's with a B in fines. They marketed the addictive painkiller OxyContin after its introduction in 1995 and made more than $35 billion in revenue from that.
Can I just stop there for just a second? I think people need to know how much money there is in the drug business and why you see in every television commercial on the air all these promotions for various drugs, people bragging about the impact.
This is hitting the lottery in the drug business. I mean, most drugs are losers, and it takes many, many before you get a blockbuster. And blockbusters are rare, and they hit one, and then unfortunately they inappropriately marketed it and did harm with it and put a black eye on the whole industry. And the Justice Department said Purdue made the opioid crisis worse by aggressively marketing narcotic drugs and downplaying the risks of overdose and addiction. The crisis is believed responsible for killing hundreds of thousands of Americans over the past 25 years.
That opioid epidemic is nothing to sneeze at, and it's something, you know, we get all worked up about COVID. We should be a lot more worked up about opioids, I think. Frankly, in the long run, because they're around and the virus won't be. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, check out his facility, Lake Cardiology. Call for an appointment, telemedicine, 352-735-1400. Doug Steffen here.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.